Aaronito.
Aaronito.
Neato, Aaron.
Neato.
Neato. Are you going to want to finish your ice cream before we open up these things?
We can open them.
Because I'm afraid that it's not going to taste very good.
I see what you're saying.
What
are you talking about? Everything tastes great with a great high C ecto cooler orange flavor.
I mean, it's already green and it's citrus flavor. That doesn't go good with drumsticks.
This seems even more fake than most things that we drink.
This is probably the fakest. Well, it's not even really a soda. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if it's really.
I don't think legit. It didn't come in cans back in the day, right? It was definitely just the boxes.
It was little cardboard boxes. Yeah.
So, back in the year of 1980, whatever, when we were children, there was a TV show called The Real Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
If you're a nerd on the internet, you know the reason it was called The Real Ghostbusters is because there was another cartoon called Ghostbusters that was based on an older movie, and Hanna-Barbera had made a cartoon based on it. And it was a really cool cartoon, at least is what I remember. I haven't watched it in a long time. But, I think there was legitimately scary
the real Ghostbusters cartoon
things, right?
Yeah, definitely. I don't remember a lot. I recently acquired the entire series.
Ah.
But anyways,
recently acquired.
It happens to be on a hard drive somewhere. But from what I recall, prior to watching that recently, was that there were definitely some. Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. There were some really awesome episodes. And J. Michael Straczynski is actually responsible for a couple.
Of good ones. No, I'm just kidding. It was good at first, and then it went downhill. Was there an episode where Slimer decided to walk across America?
To walk across the United States.
That's what Superman asked in those Michael Straczynski books, because he felt like he'd lost touch with a common man. And so he played a basketball pickup game.
Oh, yeah.
That's Ecto Cooler, all right.
Wow, that's a blast from the past.
Yeah.
Are you guys having like a sensory memory right now?
Yeah.
I am.
It's not my favorite.
It's okay, Joel. Be honest.
Having a sensory memory that I used to always be like, yeah, Ecto Cooler, and then drinking and being like, oh, this is just juice. But it's green. We can't see it, though. It's in the can right now.
I like it.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting to like it at all.
Yeah, I'm just a big fan.
I forgot that I liked this and that it was a drink that I had when I was young.
I mean, I'm pretty sure when I was young, I only really liked it because it had Slimer on it.
Yeah.
Or something. I was a big Ghostbusters fan. I could see my mom getting this for me.
Green juice.
Being like, you know what? It's juice, so she can have it. Yeah. Because I didn't really drink soda.
Something similar to a vitamin. I doubt this has any. This is pasteurized.
This is a...
It says it's made from juices from concentrate.
It's got 100% vitamin C, Joel.
Blend of orange and tangerine. Shake gently. Uh-oh.
I didn't shake it. Uh-oh.
You know, I kind of...
I'm going to try to shake it here.
It doesn't really taste that natural, but I like it. It's kind of weirdly refreshing.
Yeah.
Like when you drink a glass, like a whole glass of unsweetened iced tea... And, like, you don't really take the time to taste it. Like, if you're a person who likes the sweetness of it, you're like, oh, that was like drinking a glass of water really fast. It's iced tea.
The taste actually does remind me of, what was the orange soda we had?
Orangina.
It reminds me of that. It's just not carbonated at all. And not as acidic.
I bet that's why I liked Orangina.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely want to thank the Coca-Cola company for bringing this back. This high C cool.
It's from Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's what it says here.
That's big soda, man. They got their hands in all kinds of politician pockets.
It's true.
Yeah, that was really weird. I drank this and I was like, transported. It's not even really like a clear picture. I just remember it's like you see part of the picture that maybe you forgot.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say definitely the fractured segments of the past. I had a couple like flashbacks to like maybe out on the playground or like begging my mom for one. Mm-hmm. Can you please give me an Ecto Cooler? While we're at like a little mini mart or something, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
It's kind of a weird concept, having beverages and food based on like popular kids, whatever's like merchandise media. Like, we know we sell a certain amount of high C. But I think we'll sell slightly more, I guess, if we have Ghostbusters on there. Because I really don't think there could have been that much. It wasn't like people that were, I mean, I'm sure stoners in their late 20s and 30s were, were picking up IC. Ghostbusters, man, I love that movie. But I think the demographic is like elementary school kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this makes sense because it's a throwback, speaking to us. But, you know, we see like Captain America cereal.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's not like you see like a Dora the Explorer juice.
I mean, you like, do.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
They do like those fruit snacks, especially. Oh, yeah. For some reason, snacks. They can press those into any shape.
Mac and cheese.
No, that makes perfect sense to the fruit snacks, though. I've seen like the, what's the platypus Indiana Jones one? Phineas and Ferb. Fruit snacks.
Yeah. And like, all right. Star Wars and stuff, fruit snacks.
That makes sense. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what this, I was trying to place the memory of it, and I knew that it wasn't the kind of thing that my mom would buy usually. Mm. And I remembered that there was a friend that I had in elementary school, who would trade me for hers. Oh. I had apple juice, and she liked apple juice better.
Oh.
And I would trade her for her Ecto Cooler.
Oh.
That's why. Cool. That's why I didn't remember. I was like, where did I get that from?
Well, I hope your mom doesn't listen to this episode because she's going to be really upset. Oh my
God. There's so many other worse things I did in elementary school. Let's not go down.
You were one of those kids that climbed on a roof. You're a bad kid. I heard your father said that to you.
Yeah, he did. My dad's like, he used to climb on roofs. I'm like, yeah. The worst thing I ever did, probably. Man.
It was for you, yeah.
It's like so rebellious.
Yeah, rebellious youth you. Climbing on roofs of buildings.
I didn't buy all those roofs so you could climb on them.
I'll be honest, I did it too. Oh! I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
I wasn't supposed to. Yeah, high five.
High five.
I wasn't supposed to climb on the roof of the barn near my house when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
I climbed it.
Oh.
My sisters were like so upset at me. They were like, get down, get down.
You're climbing on the roof right now.
I was a very bad example.
You guys want to know what I climbed on?
What?
Nothing. I was fat. You know, if there's one throwback item that I want them to do, and it's a little too late because we've already passed that moment. It's passé. But back when Ninja Turtles were on TV, they had Hostess cakes with green slime, like it was like vanilla flavored custard on the inside. I always thought that was cool.
I can visualize one in my head, but I don't think I ever had one.
Yeah, it had like it was like green frosting on the outside, and then on the inside, it had vanilla flavored green custard.
Closest thing I had to that was the Ninja Turtle popsicle with the gumball eyes.
Oh yeah, that's a staple.
Yeah.
Even if those movies, the newer movies, didn't come out, you still get those off of freaking.
I know.
At the cheapo.
It makes ice me cream wonder trucks. How many of those. Never mind. Like,
how many were made? You think those?
Yeah, is it the same one, Joel?
I think that they just got the mold and they're like, we're not making a new one. Kids still like Ninja Turtles, right? Yeah. So yeah, I mean, this obviously. Aaron had to go on a special trip to get this special high C.
Thanks, Aaron.
Oh yeah, it was arduous, but you know.
He found the map in the back of a book, followed it to the local library, looked through all the microfiche.
Oh, microfiche. I spent hours.
which led him to the 99 cent store. So if you have a local 99 cent store, you should check it out. There's probably lots of high C ecto cooler there.
You know, I'm surprised that not everywhere has a 99 cent store, Joel.
Is that true?
It's very true. If you go to Oregon, there's no such thing as a 99 cent
store. I'm sure there's the equivalent of something like not exactly the same 99 like chain we have, but they have something. I'm sure it like fell into whatever.
I was really surprised, Joel.
Like their Big Lots or Pick and Save or whatever they have.
A couple years ago when I went up to Portland, I was walking around and I was like, "Where's the 99 cent store at?"
Boy, we don't got 99 cent store. You're looking for that artisanal 95 cent store over there. Why are you talking like you're from the country? This is Oregon, boy. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I've been watching a lot of Hee Haw on my artisanal TV.
Oh, man.
The silver dollar store. It's right over there. They only take silver dollars.
All I've got are these Susan B. Anthony coins. Oh, you want the Susan B. Anthony's going down on B Street.
So I was at my Campo's mom's house, my mama Linda. Mm-hmm. I was at her house the other day, and we were just watching TV, and out of nowhere, I was like, I know these characters. I know they're like, it was just a random moment where I was just staring at the TV and I was like, oh my God, why do I know what's going on? And I realized I was watching Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Oh.
Oh no. By accident.
I think it was Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Mm-hmm. And I believe the MLK program that Mama Linda was watching had just ended,
yeah.
And it just Hot Tub Time Machine 2 began right after that. And it was just a weird moment where I was just like, wait a minute, why does this sound so familiar?
These are all the characters I know and love, except for John Cusack. But
no, the funny thing was, like, we turned the channel very shortly after, once I realized what it was, but there was a moment where they zoomed in on a picture of John Cusack and I just started laughing, like, so hard.
He's not going to be in this movie, but here's a picture.
It was very Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull moment.
What about Crispin Glover? Yeah, we can't even afford a picture.
Harrison Ford's, yeah.
Oh my God.
The Crystal Skull, yeah.
What's Marcus. Wrong with this world? You're watching the program about MLK and the next thing you see, Hot Tub Time Machine 2?
I don't know what to tell you.
I sound like an old lady.
We have the freedom to watch whatever
we are want. So uncivilized. Uh-huh. No, I'm just kidding.
It was on TV. I always wonder if they run movies like on regular TV stations like they used to when we were kids.
Yeah, that's probably what they should
be running Hot Tub Time TV. Yeah, with the language edited over.
I don't watch much cable nowadays, so it's always a very kind of fascinating thing when I go to Mama Linda's house.
That's what happens, yeah, because we don't have when we don't have cable, if we're at somebody's house, all of a sudden we're like,
what so many heck? Commercials. We're like, this is a thing now? Like, we start... I hate to say it, because sometimes my dad makes it seem like we're out of touch, and I'm like, no, we're not. We know what's going on. We just choose to watch what we feel like watching, and then I'll go there, and I'll see, I'm like, the hell is this?
Why are you watching this lady hand out parking tickets? It's a show I like. Oh, boy.
That really did happen once. Yes, it did
happen. Is it a reality TV show?
It. Yeah.
It was like Parking Wars or something.
That's the strangest thing I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm. I think there are much weirder things than that.
Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe I'm blowing out of proportion. Nah. But that's one of the weirdest things I've heard. There we go. There we go.
Yeah. Is American Idol over? Like, over?
I think that it... Yeah, but I'm not sure. Because
now there's, like, The Voice.
Well, The Voice, I think, is over now. And so is The Sound and The Note and the person who's on stage making noise.
But what about the dancer shows?
Oh, dancing's still going crazy.
Dancing with the Stars, season 30, 34.
Breakdance Wars.
the goal of that show is to dance with every star before they die, so they got to catch up. Oh. They're like, we're losing too many stars.
That's great, yeah. But also morbidly great.
So high C, check it out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Ecto Cooler though. Gotta say, I'm impressed that for a throwback sort of thing, it tastes
exactly the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember, but I think so. Good enough.
Yeah.